Okay, not sure if you're all there or not, or if you've all gone home, in which case I'm talking just to the room here. But yeah, if you are there, thanks for hanging about a little bit. I know it was rather late in the day to refer to this prophecy update. This sent out an email last night, so I know some of you will be familiar with this update. The rest of you, perhaps, a bit of a surprise. And really, I want to look at 23rd of September, which is today. Right, so we're talking about something happening today, 23rd September 2017, because today may, I'll underline may, turn out to be very significant. If you look at the internet, you will find there's a ton of stuff been there off and on for months, but a bit of a crescendo the last few days about something special happening in the heavens today. And it's even made many newspapers. You know, here in the UK, one of our top newspapers, if I use that term loosely, is the Daily Mail. And the Daily Mail had an article just a few days ago saying, 23 September is the beginning of the apocalypse. It's the day of the rapture. Ooh, really? Another of our more popular newspapers is the Daily Express. And that says that 23 September is the beginning of the end of the world. Wow. Well, I think I can say safely, it's not the end of the world today. And indeed, it's not going to be the rapture today. You know, there are quite a lot of people, particularly in the US of A, who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. They believe it can happen at any moment. And quite a few of them think it's going to happen today because of these heavenly signs. Well, question is, why so much excitement? What heavenly sign is taking place today? Well, suppose in isolation, if there was just a heavenly sign, maybe we could take it or leave it. But some people are just saying, well, hang on a moment. There have been so many dramatic events over the past month that is there something happening here? If you think about it, for example, about a month ago, we had the Great American Eclipse. That was 21st of August. I think a number of those of you in the US of A would have actually seen that. It was the first totality visible, I think, in the US of A for 99-odd years. So the Great American Eclipse, which clearly is a heavenly sign. It's in the heavens. It's a sign, potentially. Then, of course, in the past couple of so weeks, we've had two severe earthquakes in Mexico. A great deal of damage and destruction. Several hundred lives lost. Okay, so an eclipse, they happen. Earthquakes, they happen. Two earthquakes just after the eclipse, yeah, can happen. Coincidence. But then on top of that, of course, we've also had a series of major hurricanes. Again, in the past 2 to 3 weeks, Hurricane Harvey, then Irma, then Jose, then Maria. And these have been major earthquakes, major hurricanes. Several have been among the most powerful ever recorded. Certainly, I think Harvey was perhaps the wettest ever recorded. And they've brought devastation and destruction across certainly many islands and parts of Texas and Florida. And of course, if you think about it, the eclipse might well be a sign in the heavens, but hurricanes, isn't that where you get the seas and the waves roaring? With perplexity among the nations, what can this mean? What will happen, at least in type? So with that backdrop of a number of quite dramatic and unusual events in the past 4 weeks or so, we come to today and today's heavenly sign. So if you still get your Bible, Sandy, let's look at Revelation 12 and read the sign in verses 1 and 2. So Revelation chapter 12 and reading verses 1 and 2. And here we read, "Now a great sign appeared in heaven." And that's what all the discussion's about out there, particularly in the internet, that today there is a great sign appearing in the heavens, in the sky. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. So we're probably fairly familiar with this picture. But the way it's being promoted at the moment is that there's a great sign in heaven. The sign is a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. There are 12 stars over her head. And she's pregnant and about to give birth. Well, lo and behold, today, 23 September 2017, there is such a heavenly sign taking place. Because what you've got up there, and we're going to try and just put up a picture on our website a bit later, along with this recorded message, so you can see, you know, one of the pictures, but frankly, stick it on Google, you'll be buried and stuff. Today in the heavens, you've got the constellation of Virgo, which is a woman, a virgin woman. I think, you know, constellations, these star pictures up there in the zodiac. Most of you might know even your own particular personal constellation, sign of the zodiac. You know, I'm Pisces. There are people who are Sagittarius and others who are, you know, Capricorns and Libras and whatnot, and Leo. Well, today, if you look at the constellation of Virgo, the Virgin Woman, you'll find that today, rather unusually, she has 12 stars above her head. Just like it says here in verse 1, on her head, a garland of 12 stars. Now, a number of those stars are actually always there because they belong to the nearby constellation of Leo, Leo meaning lion. So above her head, there's typically 9 stars there, or 9 that are commonly used to delineate the constellation of Leo. But as of today, there are 3 additional stars, or better, wandering stars, planets, Venus, Mars, and Mercury, which tend to move around quite a bit. Well, today, those 3 planets, those 3 wandering stars, are above her head in nearby Leo, with the 9 which are commonly used to delineate
Leo,
you've got now 12 stars. Now, it won't stay that way because Venus and Mars and Mercury move around rather rapidly, so they'll disappear over the next few days, go elsewhere. So today we've got the constellation of Virgo with, temporarily at least, 12 stars above her head. It says clothed with the sun in verse 1. Well, yes, today the sun is at the left shoulder of the woman, of Virgo, bathing her in light. Okay, tick a box for the woman, tick a box for 12 stars present today. Tick a box for the fact the sun is at her shoulder, bathing her in light today. What about the moon? Well, yes, today, the moon is under the left foot of Virgo. Oh, tick another box. So, with all the stars which move around in the constellations, it's a bit unusual to have Virgo with 12 stars above her head, with the sun at her shoulder, with the moon at her feet. That's unusual. But what about this business in verse 2, being with child, being pregnant, and about to give birth? Well, it so happens that for the past 9.5 months, that one other planet, Jupiter, which is referred to as the king planet, has been in Virgo, around the area that would represent her womb. So Jupiter, the king planet, entered this area about 9.5 months ago, and would you believe exits today, and then moves away. So lo and behold, the description here in Revelation 12, 1 and 2, for today only, all of that is fulfilled. A virgin, a moon under her feet, the sun at her shoulder, 12 stars over her head, and she's had this king planet, Jupiter, within her womb area for 9 months, just over 9 months, and it leaves today. So this is a very specific and also appears to be quite a rare alignment of the constellations and stars. Now, some bits of that are fairly common. It's not uncommon for there to be 12 stars above the Virgin's head. Other planets come and go. It's not uncommon for the sun to bathe her in light. It's not uncommon for the moon to be under her feet. But of all of those things, and then of Jupiter leaving her body after being in the body for 9 months, the time of gestation of a child, all of that is extremely unusual. And a number of people say that hasn't happened to that level of degree of accuracy for about 6,000 years, give or take a bit. So what does this mean? Well, of course, that's when it gets a little bit like, yeah, what does that mean? Maybe it is true that today there's a sign in the heavens which happens to apparently correlate pretty accurately with, well, it says in Revelation 12:1, now a great sign appeared in heaven. What it then describes is in heaven today. I think it was more or less perfect at sunrise over Jerusalem. I've seen some people say it might actually be even better tomorrow, but, you know, today is the day most people are choosing to be the most accurate reflection of Revelation 12:1 and 2. What does it mean? Is it a significant prophecy? Well, it might be. We said in the Bible study earlier that the Magi saw up in the skies in their day certain movements of constellations and planets which came together to tell them a major event is taking place. A king is being born. So they looked at the sky, the heavens, constellations, and it was prophetically significant. Is today's prophetically significant? Well, I'll say maybe. It's not, I think, clear. Is it all just a coincidence? You know, these things happen from time to time. You get stars and moon and sun and so on. Is, you know, it will happen eventually over time. Is it just a coincidence happening today? Well, maybe. Will the rapture happen today? No. That's a definite one, that one. You know, the rapture comes after the tribulation. The gathering together of God's people is after the tribulation, and that hasn't happened yet. Is today the end of the world? No. It's not the end of the world. Is it the beginning of the 7 years, if you like, tribulation? Daniel's 70th week? Well, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. But what today might well be is today might well be the official sign in the heavens that we've now entered the time of the end. That the official beginning is underway. Now, of course, if the beginning of the end is starting today with these heavenly signs, then there's still an awful lot to happen. You know, plenty to come. Whether it'll all conclude 7 years from now, I have my doubts. Some people are busy working out, you know, dates and projections starting from today about when the abomination of desolation might come, which will be like 3.5 years from now, and all the rest of it, when Christ will return. I think they might be a bit premature, but that's what I think. Obviously, I could be wrong there. So I think what we all have to do is probably remain alert, ensure we're ready. If things do start to accelerate now that this particular heavenly sign appears to have come to pass. You know, again, if it was just this sign in the heavens in isolation, we might think, oh, that's interesting, that's curious. But when you add it to last month's heavenly sign of the Great American Eclipse, and then to major earthquakes, and then several record-breaking hurricanes piling up one after another, you do start to wonder, hello, there's a lot coming together here in this unusual heavenly alignment, only once every 6,000 or so years. Could that really mean we've entered a new phase? Have we come to some particular time when things will now change? The answer is, I don't know for sure. And obviously, if we remain alert and watchful, we'll see. You know, it's a curious coincidence that historically Revelation 12 talks about the woman giving birth to the man-child, you know, Jesus. Okay, that's historically its fulfillment. Now, what are the odds? If you're looking for curious coincidences, what are the odds that in the last 2 weeks we've got two major hurricanes and we managed to name them Jose and Maria, Joseph and Mary? Thinking, hey, you're joking, aren't you? We've got a virgin giving birth to a child in Revelation 12, 1 and 2, and as a heavenly astronomical set of alignments that is the same thing, and we have two hurricanes, and somehow we managed to name them Joseph and Mary? How did we achieve that? So, I'll just summarize by saying, you know, if you come across this stuff on the internet, in the newspapers over the next few days, well, at least now you've got a basic understanding of what the fuss is all about. As to what happens from now on, I don't know. Regrettably, I don't know. But I think I'll just say what Jesus said once to his disciples. Watch. Watch and be ready. Okay, that's really all I wanted to say about this issue. It's certainly causing a lot of discussion out there in the internet world. And we'll see what develops, shall we, from this point on. Well, that's it. No need to close in prayer because we did that earlier. So thanks for hanging around this extra few minutes. The message has been recorded. That'll go up on the website along with a picture of the constellations. We're talking about Virgo and Leo and the stars, planets and so on. So you can see what it looks like up there in the sky. And that's it, really. So we'll be back next Sabbath, which, as I said before, is Yom Kippur, our favourite day as we afflict our souls. So if you do want to join us, feel free. We'll have, of course, songs, hymns, special music, and the message for the day. Till then, be good. Catch you later. Bye for now.